Were you gonna come down and watch TV with me?
No.
But we always watch TV at this time.
You've been avoiding me all day.
At breakfast and after school.
You just went right up here to your room and stayed here until Mom and Dad came home and we had dinner.
Even then, you didn't say much or even look at me.
Now you're back in your room again.
It's about last night when we watched TV together. We were both tired, so I snuggled under your arm like I sometimes do. And you had your hand on my back, rubbing it so gently. It felt really nice. I think both of us were drifting in out of sleep. And then I thought you said something, so I turned my face up towards yours, just as you turned yours towards me. Our faces were so close. I could feel you breathing gently on me. And then suddenly, we were kissing. I don't know if you started it, or if I did, or if it was mutual. It lasted for like a good 2 seconds. And then suddenly, you jerked your head away. I guess that's when you remembered I wasn't just a soft, warm girl in your arms. I became your little sister again. Then your hand wasn't on my back anymore. And you stood up so fast, you almost knocked me off the couch. You looked so guilty. It was actually kind of funny. Except you seemed to be taking it really hard. And then you left. You tried to say something as you ran up the stairs, but you'd already turned around and was moving so fast. You're still obviously feeling guilty. Almost a full day later, and you shouldn't. It was just an accident. Neither of us meant for it to happen. And it was just a little kiss, and I didn't really mind at all. It's not like Mom and Dad saw it, or will ever find out about it. Just like tonight, they're already in their bedroom. And we won't see them until morning. And I don't see any reason to tell them what happened. It's just something that kind of happened between the two of us. If anything, I'm kind of flattered. I've never been kissed before. But last night, you seemed to kind of think I was kiss-worthy. And maybe that's what being on a date is like. But I'm okay with pretending it never, ever happened. We can go back to watching TV and stuff as brother and sister. I don't want to lose any of that over something so minor. But if you wanted to kiss more, I also wouldn't mind that. Wait, don't say no. You liked kissing me before you realized what was going on. And we were having a good time before that, too. I mean, what's the big deal if we kiss some more? Or what's the big deal if we do more than that? You're my big brother, and I love you. I like doing stuff with you, watching TV, or playing games, or doing chores, and apparently kissing now, too. I guess it makes sense that doing other stuff with you might be fun, too. Stuff a little more naughty than kissing. Your rubbing my back felt so good last night. I wonder what it would be like to have your hand on my leg or my bottom or my chest, even between my legs. I'd bet you touch me pretty much wherever you wanted. Even places I haven't really touched myself all that much. I think that it would be fun for both of us. And I also think that it would be fun for me to touch you. Lots of places. But especially your cock. I've never touched one before, and I'm kind of excited to find out what it's like. So, if you want, we can go downstairs and watch TV like last night never happened. Or, you can send me away, and you can still feel guilty, and I can be sad because you're not happy. Or, we can both stay in your room and kiss and maybe touch each other. You wouldn't be making me do anything I didn't want to do. The thing you have to ask yourself is what you want to do, though, not what you should do. As a big brother, you should at least send me away. Or hit the reset switch and go back down to watch TV with me. But what you really, truly want to do, deep down, when you look at me standing here, maybe you see me as both a woman and a little sister. The woman is okay with doing stuff with you. And the little sister is too. So let me get in the bed with you. You've got your back propped on the pillows so I can nestle right under your arm where I belong. If you want, I'm happy just to be like this. I've never felt safer or more content than when I'm close to you. That feels so good. I know it's kind of uncomfortable for you sometimes, especially when I fall asleep, but you never say anything or move at all. But I could make it more fun for you if I take your hand and put it on my chest. No, it's okay. I'm the one controlling your hand. I'm the one placing it over my breast. Only this dress is between your hand and my body. I'm not even wearing a bra. See? You can feel how my nipples poke against the fabric. Now you're touching me. It's only fair that I touch you. I can take my other hand and put it on the front of your shorts. Oh, I thought I saw you getting bigger there, but now I can feel it. I'm doing that to you, aren't I? My words. And when you touch my breast. And now, my hands squeezing you through your shorts. But you're going to rip those shorts if you keep going like that. Let's pull them down a little. It's okay. Just let me do it. And your boxers too. Oh, there it is. It's free, at least. Until I put my hand around it. But it's not really containing it. You like that, don't you? Aren't you glad you didn't send me away? If you did, you wouldn't be squeezing my breast or feeling my hand gently stroking your cock. So, since I'm touching your cock, I guess it's okay if you touch my secret place too. Except it won't be a secret anymore. It's one I'm willing to share with you. My hands are busy holding your hand in my breast and stroking your cock. But you have a free hand. Just reach under the hem of the dress. You can do it. Please do it. I'm not wearing any panties. That's my pussy you're touching. Is it normal for a girl to be that wet already? I've never felt like that down there before. But as I said, I haven't really touched myself all that much. And it feels better when you do it anyway. You keep doing that. I'm very happy stroking your cock and making it even harder and bigger. It's a matter of pride now, you see. How hard I can make you. I've never touched a boy like this before. But you don't seem to mind. Let's take my dress off, okay? It's all in the way. Maybe you just want to see my breasts and my pussy instead of just feeling them. Keep touching my pussy. I'll pull the dress off over my head. I'll let go of your cock for just a second, okay? Okay. There, the dress went. And I'm naked now. It's all for you, big brother. My breasts maybe aren't all that much to look at, but you're welcome to touch them without the dress in the way. And you can definitely keep doing that to my pussy. Especially if you touch my clit and rub around it. I'll keep touching my breast and pussy. I'll keep touching your cock. But kiss me too. That's how it all started. And I've been waiting all day to kiss you again. Oh, thank you. Your lips do almost as much for me as your hand and fingers. Oh, I could just spend all night kissing you. and having you play with my breast and pussy. When I play with your cock. You'd be happy with that too, wouldn't you? Oh, good. Except, it doesn't have to end there. You're more than welcome to touch any part of my body you want. But if you wanted to do more, you could. You know, like if you wanted to have sex with me. I would let you do it. I would let you do it and never tell anyone. And it wouldn't change anything between us. I'd still be your little sister. And you'd still be my favorite person in the whole world. It would just be that we had sex. But that's not really a big deal. I mean, is it? Lots of people have sex, but they do it because it feels good, which is what having sex would do with me. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, but I want to. And I'd wonder if my young body wasn't good enough for you. Or if you didn't find me cute enough. I'd feel like I let my big brother down by not being good enough to have sex with. And that would be sad. You don't want me to feel sad, do you? Here, let me lie down on your bed. And hopefully, sexy. But definitely, underage body is sprawled out for you to look at. And it's very ready for you to do more than just look at it. I don't know what it's going to be like to have a cock in me. But right now, I really want to find out. I really want to be your cock. My brother's cock. So basically, you can have sex with me without fear of consequences. You can have sex with me, even though I'm underage, and your sister, and all the other reasons. I want you to do it. There's really no reason not to. Especially since I can feel... and see how hard your cock is. It almost scared me. It's gotten so big and hard. But I still want it in me. Even if it hurts. Or takes a while to get in. I want it all in me. No, of course I'm not on birth control. Your sweet, innocent little sister has no reason to be. I kind of hope that you don't have any condoms either. Because we don't need them. I don't want one. I don't want anything between us. Or keeping you from putting your sperm into me. I hope that doesn't change your mind about having sex with me. Now, I'll spread my legs nice and wide for you, and you get on top of me and cover me like that best blanket in the world. You do it, and even though I can tell you're not sure about it, but you can't help yourself. After you kissed me last night, that's how I feel when I'm around you. Maybe this is a bad idea. But it's a really good bad idea. We'll have regrets whether we do it or not. So let's go with the regrets that let us make love first. Oh, it's touching my pussy now. It makes such a thrill run through my entire body. Like when you kissed me last night. This is just the beginning. I can feel you pressing against me now. Trying to get into me. It's going. Just a little bit, but it's going. No, don't stop. I'm so wet and ready for you. Put your cock inside your little sister's pussy. And take her, take my virginity. You already have my heart. Oh, oh my God. I'm no longer a virgin. But keep going. I want it all in me. Cram your cock all the way into me. Like a good big brother. I told you. I could hack all of your cock. Aren't you proud of your little sister? Kiss me again before you start to fuck me. That's the best word for it. But kiss me, and kiss me like you mean it. It's the least you could do under the circumstances. Thank you. Now I'm ready. Give me a good fucking. Yes. Nice and slow. Oh, just how I knew you would be. You're always so gentle with me. Whether it's playing or kissing or having sex. You're letting my tight little pussy get used to your big, hard cock. Letting me get wetter and wetter for you as you move in and out of me. I can feel myself stretching as I take you. And it feels so good. If this was some other boy, he might be uncomfortable. Oh, but it's you. And I love you so much. And I love having sex with you. Am I making you feel good? A lot of other guys would love to have sex with girls my age. And a virgin. A lot of men would probably like to have sex with their sister. Incest would make it special for some people. I guess it makes it special for me. I wouldn't feel like this or want it so bad if it weren't my brother. I wouldn't love any other man more than I love you. But I'm not supposed to have sex with you. Oh, which makes it even better than it should. Is it better for you because I'm your sister? I kind of hope it is. I want to have sex. I want having sex with me to be better than any other girl. Maybe because of how much you love me. Because everyone says we shouldn't do things like this. They say brothers shouldn't have sex with their sisters. But why does it feel so good? We fit each other so well. Oh, we move together so well. It would
hurt me before if you had moved this fast. Now it feels so good and keeps feeling better. I'm good at sex and incest. And I'm going to keep getting better the more we do it. I wasn't sure if I would have an orgasm. I was going to fake one. But you make it feel so good. And now I don't have to. I can feel it building in me like a storm on the horizon. It's going to rush in and sweep me off my feet. So come in me, big brother. I don't care if it makes me pregnant. Maybe I want it to happen. But only because, it would be your baby. I would do anything for you. Like have sex or have your baby. Oh, anything to be closer to you, make you happy. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming on my brother's cock. Oh, he's coming on my pussy. Oh, maybe making a baby in me. Oh, God. Oh, I hope. Oh, please, brother. Oh, impregnate me. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh. I'm so sweaty and so full of your cum. But I've never been happier. I love you, big brother. Even more so now that we've had sex. That made our relationship even closer now that we're lovers. And I'll love you even more if I end up having your baby. Now, let's turn on your TV. It's not as big as the one downstairs, but I don't care. We can still catch up on some of our shows and watch them for a little bit. And then, once they're over, well, we'll just have to find something else to do then.